right, this is File 93. This is Jean McMillan. I'm interviewing Mark Barry on baseball and his father's store. Today's date is April 20th, 2015, and we'll start with the genealogical information. Mark, what is your name?
Mark S. Barry.
And the
Mark
S.
Mark Stephen Barry.
Stands for Stephen. When were you born?
December 31st, 1956.
And where were you born?
Sharon Hospital, Sharon, Connecticut.
And your parents' names?
Ronald and Florence Barry.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Olds, O-L-D-S.
And do you have brothers?
Yes, I do.
And his name is?
Ronald. Butch for nickname.
Good. Tell me about your schooling. Where did you go to school?
I went to Salisbury Central School, right from kindergarten through 8th grade.
When did you graduate?
From 8th grade? Mm-hmm. 1970.
Okay. And then?
And then I went to Housatonic Valley Regional High School and graduated in 1974.
All right. And you said something about taking some broadcasting courses.
Yeah, I took one in 1986, I believe it was. It's like a three-month course. So, yeah.
Now we're going to talk about baseball.
Okay.
Do you remember a baseball school that was run by Andy Whalen?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But
I
do know one by Andy Russo.
Okay. Because that was a question that came up when I was dealing with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You said that Reggie Lampson had done some coaching of baseball.
Mm-hmm. And pitching, of course.
When was that?
That was, I believe it was around 1982 or 3, maybe.
Did you ever coach baseball?
Yes.
When did you coach?
From 1990. 91 to 1999.
What level did you coach?
It was the Lakeville Tri-State baseball team.
So it was men's?
Mm-hmm. I did coach, or co-coach, we'll say, a Babe Ruth team. Can't remember the exact date of that.
That's all right.
But for 1 year, I believe, I was asked to help, so I did that.
Who taught you baseball?
Well, my brother Butch and I used to catch all the time. My father, once in a while, when he wasn't busy at the jewelry business. And like I said previously, Andy Russo did have a baseball school. But that was like during the summer.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I can't remember exactly how many.
Did you ever have any association with Frank MacArthur, Sr.?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, even during their tri-state baseball practices, they would let me go over and shag fly balls and everything, which I did. And also, I played for Frank from 1975, I believe, until 1980. Yes. I think that may have been his last year coaching.
When you were shagging balls, was there anybody that was giving the kids a nickel for every ball they got?
During the games.
Okay.
Mr. Reginald Jewell.
Do you know anything?
Everybody's called Mr. Jewell.
Yeah. Do you know anything about him?
Not too much, personally.
Okay.
But I know he was just a great sports fan. And I know one time we went to a Hotchkiss football game with him. Maybe a couple other events. But he was the one that gave us the nickels. Maybe a quarter for home run ball or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A big spender.
A big spender, yeah.
But that's a nice little story.
Yeah, it's a nice little story. It was very nice of him to do that, too,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
What's the difference, or is there a difference, between the Tri-State League and the Lakeville Firemen League? Were they two different?
It's the same.
They're the same.
They're the same.
Okay.
It was the nickname for the Lakeville Tri-State League.
Okay. Can you remember some of the men or boys that you played with in baseball?
There's many.
I know. You gave me a lot the last time.
There are many. Jeff Marchant, later on, as I played, I think he started in 1973 or something like that, in that neighborhood. Played with him, John Gardner, the MacArthur boys, Dave, Doug, and Frank, Jr., Pat Dineen, John McGuire.
Was it Pat Dineen?
Patrick Dineen, yeah.
John McGuire, Art Walters?
Art Walters, there are many that I grew up with.
Okay. How about...
I think Bob Sherwood, too, played.
Bob Sherwood? How about Pete Thorsell?
Pete Thorsell was actually the scorekeeper for the team. And what a great supporter for the team, too. He was just a positive attitude and kept all the statistics for the team. You wouldn't say manager, but, I mean, he was just... And he was there every game for us. And
wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Ketchum,
yeah.
Now, he was from Salisbury
School. He taught at Salisbury Private School.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about my neighbor, Gene Lachine?
Of course.
He was a pitcher, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. He played, I think he joined the team later on, I think probably in the 80s, maybe in the 80s, and Champ Parati.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. As a catcher. And there's further information on that with Gene and Champ.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that I could mention.
Now, you showed me a plaque that you brought, and it was the Lakeville-Salisbury Baseball Association, and it was a plaque given to your father for special service and many years of service.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a date on that, but it was a beautiful, lovely plaque and well-earned, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of your father...
Amongst many others that got...
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there any other baseball memories that you'd like to share? Or should we...
Well, I thought it was always nice of when the previous... members of the Lakeville Salisbury Baseball Association weren't even players. That would also, my father used to close his business to go to the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Lofredo, who was the gate attendant that gave out programs and collected a dollar or two, whatever it was, to get into the game, or a donation, if anybody wanted to give a donation, could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Harry Bellini was a member of that, or maybe the president.
Probably.
Yeah. Not 100% sure of that, but I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jack Hawley as well. And,
it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It was nice because, I mean, when you've got people that... close the business to go to meetings.
Sure.
And organize the whole team, And then that made it easier on Frank MacArthur, so...
He didn't have to do all of that
because he was busy, So.
Do you remember any of the bat boys? Did you have a bat boy?
Bad boy.
No, because one story that I had was an Ostrander, Dougie Ostrander, was a bat boy. And then I did a.
Didn't know him.
I did one with Richard Chilcote, and he had been Bat Boy at one time.
Oh, Bat Boy.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't recall those.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't recall. They may have, but I can't.
That's all right.
Put my finger on it.
That's all right. That's all right. Now, your father had the Salt Lake Jewelry Store.
Mm-hmm.
He was in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And after he got out of the war, where did he train? Where did he learn to be a watchmaker?
Well, he trained up in, I believe it was Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
With whom?
With Adolf Strelow.
Okay.
I believe.
And he was trained on watches and
clocks? Basically clocks at the time.
Basically clocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then gradually got
into watches.
Into the watches. Right, right. I mean, I think he probably started off with that and gradually did that.
When did he go to Mahewy Jewelers as an apprentice or a
I don't know. I know that he came from that store in 1953 into Lakeville. I can't remember how many years.
Well, you know, he got through with the war probably in
45, 46. 45, right, in Cave Space,
And did his training and then worked at Mahewy for a while. And then he came down to Lakeville in 1953. And where was the store located?
It's presently.
Yeah, we've got to do that.
It's in between. It used to be out there at Holmes's office. And Patco. It was to the left of Patco. To the left of the driveway going down into the Lakeville baseball field.
Okay.
There were several businesses there.
That are gone now.
Yes.
That whole section's
right.
been
Paul
wiped
out. Is, you know, is
Why did
Dufour Dufour Block.
It was in the Dufour Block.
Block.
Yeah. Why did he name it Salt Lake Jewelers?
For Salisbury and Lakeville.
Okay.
He combined the two names.
Alrighty. And what did he sell in the store?
Watches, clocks, gifts. That's basically it. Jewelry, of course.
Did you work there?
I worked there, yeah. And he had a slogan, Timepiece Care Beyond Compare.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Because he used to take, he had several customers that would come in and ask him to do repairs that somebody else would not do.
Well, he was a specialist
in
his field.
Yeah, he took piece by piece, and I used to look at those parts and wonder how they ever got back together.
And he didn't leave anything out
didn't
either.
Didn't leave anything out. No.
Oh, he was very special.
Oh, yeah.
He was
I can remember
very special.
A few special pieces that he prepared.
And I remember the store.
Plus jewelry repairs, too.
Vaguely. Because my husband bought me a Loris watch, which I still wear. And if I had needed any repair, I would have gone back to your dad to do it because we would trust him.
Mm-hmm.
He would trust him.
Yeah, that's why he had a lot of repeat customers.
Well, yeah. It's a small town. You make your reputation in a small town.
Yeah.
And if you are a good craftsman as he was, people will stay with you.
And he hardly ever advertised because...
Didn't have to.
Yeah.
Didn't have to. You worked there from 1975 to 1986?
Yeah, when he retired.
Is that when your dad retired?
Mm-hmm.
And why did he retire? Was it his health? Or?
No. There was there was a town-owned building.
Ah.
So the town building was removed.
So your dad rented?
Mm-hmm. Well, the expenses, on the building while it was there.
Was he in only that one location? Or was he in a... Because the what
well,
I
Well, the first part...
It was on the corner, sort of.
Well, when he first came in 1953, he was in Dufour Block.
Okay.
The Dufour...
Yeah.
The Dufour Block. Which I think he went up a, may have gone up a flight of stairs, and I think his store was there.
Mm-hmm.
I was too young to know that.
Yeah.
That part of the store.
Okay.
I remember when he was in the other store where that was moved.
It's the other store that I remember.
It was another building, right.
Okay.
Right.
Where was that second building?
Right across from the boathouse.
That's the one I remember.
Right. And, of course, now that's another building there, so...
Steve Owens built that colonial. Yeah, okay. Because
yeah.
I remember that second building.
Yeah. And also, of course, Daniel Alfredo's shop was very close to...
Yes, that I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The driveway
right.
separated.
The there was
buildings.
A driveway that separated.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
And when your father retired... That building was moved by Judy Gott.
I'm pretty sure it was Judy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And it went down to Bissell Street across from the new Lakeville Journal building.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so a little back a little bit, just to the left of the...
Yeah. It was made into apartments, I think?
I think so, yeah. I've never... been in it or anything.
I haven't either. I've been down there when I've been looking for various things.
Yeah, I'm just so glad that they did something with the building because
oh, yeah.
the mover said that building was, well, so well built.
It was a wonderful structure. It was a wonderful structure, and it was a solid building.
Mm-hmm.
And to have raised it, as they did so many buildings, would have been a crime.
It really
would have.
Yeah. They tried to make a room... there's another business or something up above us, and they tried to take a wall out to make one room.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did, this great big diagonal 6x8 or whatever it was, timber came down between the and they couldn't make one room out of it. And
nope.
Then there's a steel pipe going up from the second floor down to the first floor. And with two big nuts on it.
Yeah,
And they couldn't remove that either, so
no.
It was, oh, that's how strong that building was. And I know, even up on the third floor, I went up there maybe once or twice or something. Just
to see what it was.
We were able to see it before it was moved and stuff. Yeah, it was
a
tremendous building, beautiful building. And the doors out of in the first floor came out of the wall. Those aren't French doors.
No, like pocket doors.
Pocket doors are
mm-hmm.
pocket doors,
yeah.
and which would have given you almost two rooms.
Sure.
Yeah, which is yeah.
After your dad retired from the business, what did he do? Did he continue doing repairs?
He was
at
able
home?
To do some work in his house. Some wash repairs in his house.
And when did your father die?
July 1991.
Now, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy?
Well, a little bit of everything, I guess. I don't know what you're going to call that. I worked at ITW for a few years. I worked actually, I shouldn't say that. That was after. Before that, I worked... with Don Silvernail for a year or so.
In his construction business?
In his construction business, yeah.
That's how you know Jeff.
Oh, no, I've known Jeff since I was a little kid.
Okay.
We grew up together in school.
Okay.
And everything, yeah. So we were always friends and stuff. So, yeah. And, of course, I knew his mother and father for
sure.
years and everything, so... And then I worked on a large estate in Sherman, Connecticut after that. That was, I think it was up to 1988 from 3 years down there.
As property manager?
No. I was working outside. There was a caretaker out there, a friend, that asked me if I would like to come out and work. And when my father retired, I was in the store for
you were
75
in the store.
To 86.
Yeah, you were in the store a long time.
A long time. So I felt nice to get out.
And do something outside. Yeah.
Which I like to do as well. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And until 1988, then I worked at ITW.
How long did you work there?
Until 1992. They had an across the board.
And did you go to Hotchkiss then?
And then I went to Hotchkiss after that, yeah. I've been there ever since.
Steady employment. Steady employment.
Yeah.
You're in food service.
Yeah, food service.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this about your dad's shop or your dad in general? Or shall we close it?
I can't think of anything. Too much.
Okay. You've given us a good description of both baseball and your father's business, and I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, too.